Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Black Hole Sun podcast, and this is Moss. Holy moly, all I can say is, this is the third time I'm trying to record this. This is a truly cursed episode. We're going to talk about a cursed anime. So, it's crazy how this is my third time trying to do this. I'm going to get through it as quickly as possible before something else happens. But today we're going to be talking about Magical Princess Minky Momo, the animated series, the Japanese magical girl animated franchise by ASI Production. I had never heard of it until this point. Shout out to Kenny Latterdale for his YouTube video that popped up on my For You page called When You Stop Paying the Animator. Good stuff. It was good stuff. So I started, doing a deep dive about this. And I came across a blog called Grimson of Horror, so shout out to them too, that kind of connected everything together. And yeah, we're going to talk about a 1980s magical girl anime that is really cursed. Has a really bad curse on it. If you don't know what a magical girl anime is, it is, how can I describe magical girl? Magical girl anime or subgenre of, fantasy anime, usually featuring a young girl with magical powers who does magical things. Definitely, who would be a part of this genre would be Sailor Moon, card capturing. That would be another one. For some reason, I can't think of any more but those two. But yeah, that's a magical girl anime. So this particular anime had a very popular run in Japan in the early 80s. So the original series ran from 1982 to 1983 on Tokyo TV and inspired three OVAs between 85 and 87. So it was really popular. There was a bunch of merch out for it. There was a bunch of toys. There was records. Early 80s anything. You'd have these animated series, but then there would be a boatload of toys and merchandise going with it. Back then, people would just buy just everything that went with it. So the toy company, Poppy, was, not happy with the numbers from Minky Momo. And they were like, we're just gonna stop. We're just gonna stop paying the animators. We're just, the video that Kenny May said, what happens when you stop paying the animators? Well, I'll tell you what happens. The animator gets pissed, right? He gets very, very pissed because it's like, what's going on? Because a large focus of these animes were on the merchandise sales. And for this particular anime, which I guess most of them were funded this way. They were funded by toy companies. They sponsored these animes. So when they pulled out because of inadequate sales, Takiki Sudo, let's just call him Sudo, the writer of the show, got pretty pissed because he just lost his money. And he decided to make a big change in the anime. So obviously, like any other show, if you know anything about any TV show, you're contracted to do so many episodes. So he decided for episode 46, it would take a bit of a dark turn. Yeah. So, a bit of a dark turn. But before that, let me explain what she was doing prior to that, Minky Momo. The storyline, before I get into the real nitty gritty of what happened and the cursedness. So, Minky Momo lived on this planet outside of Earth, which is like the dream planet where all the dreams are made, and it's kind of funded by the dreams of Earth, something like that. That's what I got from the translation. And her parents are the king and queen of this planet, right? So one day the king realizes that they were floating away from the Earth and what's going on? And it's because people aren't dreaming anymore. And so the power of this planet, the lack of power from planet Earth has pushed the dream planet away. So he decides to send his young child down to Earth to fix these problems and help people with their dreams. So, like any anime, what does a magical girl do? I mean, obviously she has magical powers and she has a magical wand and she has animal companions. That's like the hallmark of any magical girl show. The other kind of strange hallmark is if she's not in a family where one of her parents are missing, she kind of inserts herself in another family that suddenly has amnesia and doesn't realize, hey, wait a minute, this little girl wasn't in her family before. What comes to mind for me is Sailor Moon and Chibiusa, who hypnotize Usagi's family into believing that she was a cousin or sister, depends on the episode. she hypnotized them into believing that she's family, basically. So Minky Momo finds a family, a couple who have no children, and she inserts herself as their daughter. And there's even like jokes in between these episodes, because I found a couple episodes on YouTube and the parents were like, I don't remember having a daughter, but yeah, I guess I do now. Like, you know, like any animated show in the 80s where they try to like make it seem like, oh, parents are so stupid. Oh my God. You know? So she's doing her thing and she's got a magic wand that looks like, you know, like a candy cane, and for her to do anything, because people, you know, sarcasm here, people don't want help from a little girl. Nobody respects a little girl. So she transforms herself into an adult woman. We're going to say adult woman because some places I looked up, they said teenage girl. Some places say adult woman. There's a couple of like comments and things that happen that I'm like, teenage girl, that sounds creepy. So we're going to say adult woman. So she transforms herself into adult woman with different kind of job positions. So that was one of the appeals of the anime. Like, look at Minky. She's doing all these different jobs and she's helping people. Don't you want to do these jobs too, little girls in the world? So that was one of the appeals. That's basically the show. So going back to the cursedness, because that, you know, I'm so excited about talking about curses. I don't know. That's basically this podcast. Like I said, Poppy Toy Company paid the bills, kept the lights on over at Minky Momo, you know, animation station, you know. And so Sudo, the writer, when they stopped sending the checks and paying, because he's like, I don't do this for free, obviously. He decided for episode 46, he was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's kill her. Yeah. Yeah. They were contracted for 63 episodes, and he said in 46, you know what, let's kill her off. So in this episode in particular, she drops her pendant and breaks it, and that has, like, her magical powers. So she loses her magical powers. Her little, like, familiar pets are kidnapped, and then she got them back. You know, all this terrible thing happens, but then, you know, at the end, I guess she's all right. She's looking optimistic. She's like, hey, you know what? This happened, but I'm going to be okay. Right? Wrong. So, episode 46. She's, like, talking to a friend, and a friend goes off, and she's like, what I could see was that she's in the street or crossing the street, and a big old truck with toys, a toy truck, hits her and kills her. Like, it blows my mind. Like, imagine being a little kid and seeing that. Like, I saw the episode and I'm like, oh my God, that's pretty freaking terrible. Wow. But it gets better. So, that particular day that this episode aired, that particular day, four earthquakes struck Japan in succession. At the same time this was airing. Like, can you believe it? Like, could you say cursed? So there's this terrible episode where this beloved character gets killed. And at the same time, outside in the world, there's earthquakes happening. Right? Like, how crazy. Right? So, the anime company or the toy company, I don't know how it worked, production company, let's say, went back to the writer and was like, oh, that's great and dandy that you killed her off, but guess what? You still owe us a bunch of episodes, so you need to tie up this show. So he had to like there, and he's, it's like, what? I just killed her. No. You got to finish the show. Figure it out. So basically, after killing her off, they basically, what they did is, it's sad, they kill her off, they show the tombstone, and then, like, later on, I guess, the adopted parents who didn't have children, they finally can have a child, and this is Minky Momo reincarnated as this child. And then this child becomes an adult and goes back to being Minky Momo. Yeah, it makes so much sense. Yeah, totally. So then when that final episode aired in 1983, guess what happened? Oh, you can't guess. You cannot guess. A earthquake happened. This one shook the Sea of Japan. Yeah. So, So, for the two endings, an earthquake happens. Well, several earthquakes for that first death happens. So, people are already, like, super superstitious. They're like, oh my god, this Minky Momo show brings, like, natural disasters and those sorts of things. So it was kaput. It was done, you know. And you would think that the writer doing something impulsive as killing off the character before the episodes were all made was like, this guy's not working in this town ever again, right? Like, no. He's never coming back. No. They it's crazy what people can get away with. So, you know, there was an OVA in 1985 and 1987, and then a second series. He was commissioned for a second series after pulling the stunt, right, called Magical Princess Minky Momo, Hold On To Your Dreams. This one came out in 1991, 1992, right? And it was a lot of home videos and things like that. And so, would you believe it? The final episode aired somewhere, and it says 1995 this happened. I'm like, okay, well, wait a minute. If it's 91 and 92, I don't know. So we have conflicting stories. But apparently when the final episode of the second series aired, guess what happened? Just guess. I feel like I'm gossiping now. Like, guess what happened? Oh my gosh, guess. Oh, you don't have to guess. There was an earthquake. Yeah. So, yeah. This one was a biggie, too. Apparently, it was a great Hanshin earthquake, and it was 6.9, so it was a whopper. So, a total of 6 earthquakes happened with all the final episodes, or ending episodes of this show. So, people are just like, the heck is going on with the show? So it has kind of like this creepy, macabre like thing about it. It's got some sort of like people are just like, I mean, it's an urban legend, I guess, because if you ever air Minky Momo, there's an earthquake will happen. And even with all that, and Shudo doing the whole death by truck thing, even all that, and all the bad weather luck, the coincidental bad weather luck. I, you know, there's no such thing as a coincidence, as they say. But, yeah, crazy. They wanted to bring it back in the early 2000s. Yeah. So there was they wanted to bring back the animated series. They were talking about it in 2009. And no earthquake. But Shudo ends up dying before they could do it. So that adds on to the urban legend, because he died before he could create this third series. This is the most morbid anime, and she's just like a cute little cartoon thing, and you're like, oh, she's so adorable. No, she brings destruction and death, all she does. I'm so baffled by everything. Yeah, this is crazy. This is really crazy. Also, the fact that it didn't really air in the United States, like, this aired everywhere else as Magical Princess Gigi. Like, if you could live anywhere, like, even in Canada, I believe, they had Magical Princess Gigi. It was distributed by Harmony Gold. Like I said, like, it was on a bad VHS. I think we had like kind of like limited copies here in the United States, but people, it didn't catch on. I would have loved this at that age, you know, I would have loved this anime, but no, it wasn't a big thing here. So yeah, that is the whole story right there. Let's take a little break because I need a little break after telling that story. When we come back, I'll give you my final thoughts. And we are back. Oh my goodness. Was that a roller coaster with this anime? And if you look up Minky Momo, you look her up, she's so adorable. Like, her adult version, kind of creepy, but, you know, that's my opinion. But the animation of the little Minky Momo is so cute. And to think she brought out so much death and destruction to Japan, she's bigger than Godzilla, I tell you. Obviously, this is an urban legend. I mean, no show can bring about all these earthquakes. I think, you know, coincidence, you know? Or maybe it's cursed. I mean, maybe I thought about this, and maybe you want to add your two cents to this. Maybe after the writers were so disgruntled, they put a curse on this. And whenever it plays, there's an earthquake. Maybe. I mean, he was pretty disgruntled. The kind of a character, like that, it's pretty terrible. And he was gonna bring it back, but he died. It's kind of crazy. And then, fun fact, at the same time, I don't know if you've heard of this one, there's that other anime that kind of is in the same vein as this one. It's called Creamy Mommy. I've heard of that one, which is one I would like to do an episode on too. So they were rivals at the time. Obviously, Creamy Mommy had more episodes and became more infamous than Minky Momo, but they were rivals at the time in Japan. So they did a short film where they teamed up together and did some sort of like Gundam kind of robotic mechanical like episode where they save people with these like Voltron kind of like robots. Like, how cool is that? I wish I could find that one. That sounds like a fun episode. That one's coming up. Yeah, I want to do an episode on Creamy Mommy, which the name alone always creeps me out. But hey, anyway, that is cursed. This anime is cursed. Oh, also, I tried to look for it on, you know, just find in the interweb, these Japanese episodes of either Minky Momo or even I could probably find Magical Princess Gigi. I didn't look, but finding an episode or VHS or DVD, anything of Minky Momo from those early 80s episodes is hard to find. Amazon says they have it, but when you go to see it, it's not available. So they don't have it. Someone's pulled it from the archives. Yet again, adding to the mystique and the urban legend of this anime, which is insane. Like, I'm laughing, but I really am like, oh, this is so damn creepy. Like, yeah. Wow. Also, this is episode 59. Yay! Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. I'm hoping this story, you know, in a way, didn't totally creep you guys out. I'm more fascinated than I am creeped out, to be honest. Like, wow, how does this happen? How does all this happen? And I feel like the toy company pulling out, like, really, you weren't making that much money? Or were you guys just really freaking greedy? Like, I feel like they're like, cute little pink hair girl, like, you're not making enough money from this little girl? Come on now. Like, yeah, no. I think you guys were just really greedy. And I really think the writer put a curse on the whole thing. So there you go. Yeah. Let me know what you think of this episode. Let me know if you've ever seen Minky Momo, if you've seen its English version, Magical Princess Gigi, if you've ever heard of it, if you know about it, if you know about another anime that's cursed like this one. I'd love to hear about it. This was kind of kooky. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know what you think. Until next time, have a good one, guys. Bye.